Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about being caught in a crossfire. Okay, what does that mean, being caught in a crossfire? There's a reason that I'm doing this podcast, you guys. Because as we know, out there in this dating world, you're going to be out there and you're going to be meeting a lot of people. And you're going to think that in the beginning, this person seems okay, or this person seems great and everything like that. But as you get to know them, you're going to see that these people aren't who we necessarily think they are. And a lot of times, these people have somebody, all right? So a lot of people out there, probably 50% out there that you are meeting, actually have somebody. They either have a situationship, they're in a relationship. Maybe they're even married or something like that. And they're out there and they're out creeping, all right? They're on dating apps. They're in your inbox on Facebook or Instagram or something like that. And although you may think that you're savvy and you checked out their social media and you don't see anybody else on there, okay? You don't see any kind of significant other on their page, and maybe they even have single. That doesn't mean anything, you guys, all right? Because there's a lot of people that are in relationships that have single on their social media, okay? This is why I tell you it takes time to get to know somebody. And I am going to tell you a personal experience that I went through with somebody, okay? And I'm going to tell you the mistakes that I made so that you could avoid this when you're dealing with somebody, because a lot of people don't think about this. And sometimes people get caught in the crossfire and don't even realize it. Okay. This is why I tell you also too, when you get involved with somebody, you know, if they're not completely over their ex, do not get involved in the mess. If they're only broken a month, 2 months, you know, do not get involved, all right? Because even though they tell you, no, I'm done with that person, oh, I would never bother with them again, and everything like that, if they were in a long-term relationship with that person, or there's a lot of, you know, deep-rooted feelings between the two of them, that person could bounce back, or their ex could be not over it, and you know, that person is not fully emotionally available to get involved with you. And this happens all the time. This happens all the time, okay? And I'm going to give you an example of that. I knew this guy, okay? I dated this guy like maybe 4 years ago, went out on one date, and then I started to see games he was playing. What kind of games? He was doing things like giving me lame excuses. He was sick on a Saturday night, and just things that just didn't add up, you guys. So you know what? You don't have to see it in black and white to know what it is. You have to read between the lines. So back then, I didn't bother with him, all right? I backed off. I disengaged because my gut, I listened to my gut back then that this guy was not True Blue, and really wanted to get to know me, okay? That I was dealing a little bit with like a player. But, you know, I just saw a lot of shady things. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm not dealing with anybody that comes on strong and, you know, not necessarily that he ghosted, but he had lame excuses, okay? And that was a ding, ding, ding in my head that he was seeing other people or he had somebody. Okay, so to make a long story short, I didn't bother with this guy. And lo and behold, what happens? What do I tell you guys all the time, right? They always come back. These people always come back, right? And like, I had avoided this guy for a couple of years and everything like that. And finally, against my better judgment, I started talking to him. Now, the reason I'm telling you guys this is because I want you to learn from the mistakes that I've made so that you could see the pattern in your own lives and your own relationships when you come across this type of behavior, okay? So I said to myself, okay, you know, let me see what's going on here. Started talking to him. Of course, he comes on strong, you know, texting me throughout the day, calling me, telling me he wants to see me, yada, yada, yada. You know, I said to him, I said, well, you know, we could wait till the weekend or whatever like that. And he's like, no, you know, I want to see you, you know, during the week and we could see each other during the week. I'm like, okay, fine. All right. Now, a big mistake that I made that I tell you guys all the time is that you should talk to somebody for at least, you know, a week or two before you go out and you meet that person. Now, I had known him beforehand, all right? So it's not like I didn't know this guy, and it's not like I didn't go out on a date with this guy. But I said to myself, you know, he's showing me consistency. He's showing me he's around. I don't think that he has somebody else because he's available on the weekends. He's available during the week. You know, he's calling me up and everything like that. But he wasn't, you know, it was a short amount of period, you know, that this happened for me to fully be able to judge him correctly and see really who he was or what he was, okay? So needless to say, I go out with him. We go to a place, you know, go to get something to eat. Then we come outside and we're sitting there. He's in this great, this beautiful sports car. He had one of these hot rod sports cars because he used to race cars, you guys, all right? And so I'm just thinking, oh, you know, this must be one of his cars that he races and everything like that. So I'm sitting in the parking lot, you know, and we had just finished eating and we're talking and everything. And I see this chick pull up in a SUV next to our car or next to his car, all right? She gets out. He looked like he saw a ghost, okay? It was like a deer in headlights. And I'm like, I was caught off guard. I'm like, what is this? Okay. She gets out and she turns to him and she goes, really, Danny? Really? And he's looking at her, not able to say anything. She takes her hand and smacks him across the side of the face. I mean, so hard. It was like a beatdown, you guys. This was like a scene from Cheaters. You know, you can't even script something like this. This is why real life is always so more shocking than, you know, fiction or something like that. She smacks him across the head. And I'm like, oh, my God. And, you know, big, tough chick. All right. Not some little meek thing. I'm talking like this girl will give you a beat down. All right. And I'm looking at her and I'm saying to myself, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. You know, and she's yelling at him, really? In the car I gave you? In the car I gave you? In other words, he's out on a date with me in a car, a hot car that she had bought him. All right, you guys? So now To make the story even more crazy, he pulls up the window and he starts driving. She gets in the car to try to chase him, is chasing him, you know, down the highway and down everywhere, all right? And I said to him, I said, pull over, okay? Because this is crazy. You are not going to get me killed, all right? And I'm not going to deal with, you know, having an out with this woman and everything. I'm saying to myself, you know what? I don't know if this woman is going to pop off to me because she's so angry. And I told her, I said, I had no idea he had a girlfriend, all right? So what does he do? He pulls into a local convenience spot, right? And I said to him, I said, listen, let me out, okay? I am just going to take a cab home or whatever, right? I get out. She was right behind the car too. She was like on his bumper, okay? This is a scorned woman. This is an angry woman, you guys. I got out and I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to talk to her. So I went up to her and I started talking to her, and her and I are talking and everything. And I said to her, listen, I said, I had no idea this guy had a girlfriend. He's telling me he's available on the weekends. And she's like, well, I've been with him for 4 years, this and that. And he was with a woman in a hotel this afternoon. And he had another chick that I caught him with during the week. And he's on this Friend Finder app and all these other apps and this and that. And I said to her, I said, why are you with him? Why are you with him? 4 years of having your heart ripped up and down, all right? Needless to say, her and I started talking and everything like that. She actually turned out to be, you know, a cool chick, but she was a woman that was hurting. She was hurting, okay? Because she did not have her self-worth to leave this guy, okay? And, you know, let me tell you something, you guys. You had to be there, all right? I mean, in all my years of dating, all right, I've seen a lot. Believe me when I tell you, I've been around a lot, okay? I've been around the street. I've been in, you know, all different types of walks of life and seen a lot, okay? Been around dangerous people, everything. This was like a scene from Cheaters, okay? That the show Cheaters. And she came at him like a Jerry Springer show where she was going to just flatten him, all right? Flatten his ass, all right? And like one of my girlfriends said to me, she said, you know, that could have ended up bad. This girl could have popped off and really hurt you. And believe me, if you guys would have seen this girl, you know, she was no cream puff, all right? You just get a feel for people, you know, who you're dealing with. And she was the type of woman that if I, you know, was a wise ass or I said something really nasty to her, we would have been going at it, okay? So, but besides that nonsense, the fact is, I saw that this woman was hurting, okay? And he was dirty dogging her. He was, you know, trying to play me and everything like that. Didn't tell me he had a girlfriend. I told him in the car before he pulled off. I said, you know what? Why don't you just be single? Why don't you just be single? Why do you have to play with people's feelings? You see what you start when you play with people's feelings? He's like, well, I'm not with her. She thinks I'm with her. I said, let me tell you something. I said, no woman stalks a guy, shows up, and smacks him across the head unless she is a scorned woman. I said, you caused that. You caused that. Not to say that she's right to have gone up to him and hit him. That's never okay, all right? If you ever deal with somebody that gets you to that point, you need to step back from them because that's now you are in a toxic relationship and that could end up, you know, where somebody really gets hurt, all right? She has let her emotions take her over, all right? So, you know, I know that feeling. I know that rage that she's going through because I've been that girl. I understand what she was going through. And I, you know, I try to, you know, calm the situation and try to talk to her, all right? But, you know, she's younger and she doesn't really get it. And she's going through this thing with him. And she's like, listen, she goes, he and I, we started off as friends. And then he started to play the victim. He was going through a lot. Now, what do I tell you guys all the time, right? Isn't it what some of these, you know, manipulators, isn't this what they do? They play the victim, right? Oh, I'm going through something. Oh, I've been hurt. Oh, this, oh, that. We all been hurt, okay? Get over yourself. Get over yourself. And don't let anybody use that as an excuse for their behavior, okay? I'm bringing this example up to you guys because I want to make you aware of, you know, certain situations that could happen. And this could also happen to men as well. I tell my guy friends this all the time. I'm like, listen, I know you guys, you meet women and you rush and you go and see these women. But you don't know if these women are married, they're in a relationship and everything like that. Like this particular guy, when I asked him about, you know, hey, what have you been up to and everything like that? He said, well, you know, I was dealing with this woman that I met on an app and it turns out she was married. And the funny thing about it is her husband called me and everything like that, but he wasn't mad. He just wanted to know what was up and everything like that. And I said to him, I said, well, you're lucky. You are lucky that he wasn't, you know, a controlling type of guy or a guy with an anger problem or something like that. Because if you deal with somebody like that and they are out there, you guys, all right, you will be caught in the crossfire, all right? That means that if you go meet this person, their ex or their significant husband or wife is going to show up. And guess what? Not everybody is a nice person when they've been screwed over, okay? And you could end up getting hurt, okay? You could end up getting hurt. And it's a pretty serious situation, you guys. This is why I'm going to tell you from, you know, my mistakes, all right, is that you have to talk to somebody for a while before you go and you meet them. All right. I've had people, you know, even in the group say, well, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. Okay. Don't agree with that. Go meet Joe Blow, who you don't know anything about, who you haven't had conversations with about, and then let me know how it works out. Okay. Let me know how it works out because you don't know jack shit who this guy is. You don't know where he's been. You don't know if he's got a criminal record. You don't know if he's a pedophile. You don't know if he's got a history of any kind of sexual crimes or he's a thief or whatever. And go ahead, go meet him right away. And while you're at it, invite him to your house so he could rob you too and be around your kids. I mean, give me a break, you guys. You got to talk to these people. All right. You've got to talk to these people and you've got to screen them because there's a lot of crazy nuts out there in this world. Believe me when I tell you. And when I told this story to, you know, a certain group, I'm in a lot of groups, as I tell you guys, right? They were like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe that. Wow. I can't. Well, believe it. Believe it. Okay. You know, when you watch shows like Murder Mysteries or Crime Stories or 48 Hours or Dateline or any of these type of real life true crime stories, you will really see and understand that, you know what? There are some dangerous people out there in the world and you need to be aware of it, okay? And it's not necessarily, you know, the thug down in the hood, okay? It could be, you know, the nice, you know, white collar father, you know, who goes to the office job doing crimes. So, you know, don't be naive. And that's why I'm bringing this up to you guys. And that's why I'm like letting you in on my story, one of my stories. Oh, I could write a whole book, you guys. I could write a whole book on this because believe me when I tell you, I'm not going to say I know it all because nobody knows it all. But let's just say I know a lot because I've been through a lot, all right? And that's one of the reasons I did this podcast, was to expose a lot of these manipulators, okay, these actors and these people that play with you and look to use you for whatever benefit they want, okay? It's to show you through my experiences what, you know, how to avoid these kind of situations, you guys, and look for the red flags and the things that you should be in touch with to really understand who that person is, okay? What that person's character is like, okay? So needless to say, from this whole scenario, you know, he was delete and blocked, all right? Delete and blocked. She actually contacted me, you know, and then she said to me, have you heard from him? And I said, no. I said, right now, I know exactly how this cat is rolling. He's laying low, okay? And I know he's going to hit me up. It's just a matter of time. He's letting the smoke, you know, calm down. But he'll be back. He will be back, okay? And I told her, I said, I will let you know if he contacts me, okay? Because you know what? I don't like to see anybody done dirty, okay? So, you know, she's lucky that she was dealing with me because, you know, I'm kind of like, I believe in doing, in most cases, if I can, what's right, all right? Because I don't like to see anybody, I don't care who they are, I don't like to see anybody get hurt over by somebody unjustly, all right? So the whole point of this podcast, you guys, is to make you aware, okay, that, you know, not to be cynical when you're out there dating, but to look at people with a critical eye, okay, and to investigate. I mean, it's sad to say, but you have to be like a detective when you're dealing with people because, you know, you don't know. You don't know. You can't look at somebody on the surface. Like, I looked at him and I said to myself, okay, he's available on the weekends. I don't think he's got a girlfriend, right? If a guy's available on the weekends, you wouldn't think he has a girlfriend. He's calling me at night. Think it's okay. But the point is, it wasn't a long enough time span to evaluate whether he truly was single or not. Okay? You see what I'm saying? You never, you know, move too fast. That's why the more time you get to know them before you actually see them, you will see better their pattern. In other words, if I would have waited longer to have met him, okay? That was another mistake I made because he was pressuring me. Oh, I just want to see you for a little bit. Oh, it doesn't have to be long. We go get something to eat for an hour. Yada, 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 right? If I hadn't have felt pressured, all right, and I would have just said, no, you know, I can't make it and force the situation where he would have to just have conversation, let's just say for 2 weeks, I guarantee you I would have seen his pattern and I would have seen that he ghosted here or ghosted there or, you know, he was unavailable because he was juggling these other women and because he had, you know, he was in a relationship with this girl that he was dogging, all right? And I hope that she could get her self-worth to leave him, all right? But unfortunately, there are people, male or female, because it goes both ways, that are involved with somebody and they get, they're in this drama, these highs and lows with people that, you know, that are doing them dirty, that are breaking their boundaries. I mean, this girl gave this guy a car. And then afterwards, after the whole situation, she went to his house and she took the plates off the car. And she said to me the next day, she said, you know, I took the car back. And I said, good, good. You should take the car back because he made a fool of you. He made a fool of you. I said, well, what are you doing with him? Why are you still there? She goes, I thought he was gonna change. You guys, you guys, all right? I did a post on Instagram about this, and it was like the best analogy, right? When a snake sheds his skin, he is still a snake, okay? That is still his or her character, depending on who you're dealing with, all right? Someone's basic character is their basic character. And he is probably laughing under his breath, thinking to himself, oh, you know, she's still sweating me. Look how she chased me. I mean, this is the worst thing you could do, you guys, if you're dealing with a dog, male or female, okay, that's doing you dirty. The worst thing you could do is chase them down and then smack them in the face and just show how desperate and weak you are. That is the worst thing you can do, all right? You know, the best revenge is best served cold. And that means walking away cold, that they are not worth your time. That's it. Goodbye. Good luck. And I told her, I said, as long as he knows that you are not going to leave him, he is never, ever going to change. All right. And she's like, I know that. Yeah, she knows that. But I don't think she is going to be able to walk away. Not at this point, because she has not come into her own and gotten enough strength to be able to do that, okay? And it takes a lot of self-worth, internal strength, you know, to be able to walk away from something like that, because she let it go on for so long. And I tell you guys this too. When you're in this type of relationship, you know, these toxic relationships where people are breaking your boundaries, maybe they're cheating on you and you keep taking them back, or you go on a break, you get back together. It's the same thing. You go on a break, you get back together. You guys, you are breaking up for a reason, all right? It's not, what you're doing is wasting your time when you keep taking these people back, all right? You're wasting your time. And this girl is going to see this down the road. She's going to be involved in this mess if she doesn't walk away for however long. You know, it could be another 5 years, 10 years, till she finally gets to a point where she says, I've had enough. And that's when people really come into their own and say, you know what? I'm not dealing with this. I am never going to take anybody's shit again. And, you know, if I see any signs that somebody is crossing my boundaries and they are not respecting me, they are deleted and blocked and goodbye, good luck, because I'm better than that. And I will not allow anybody to treat me less than I deserve. I am in control of my destiny. And that means allowing certain people into your life and not allowing certain people into your life. Okay. So I just wanted to bring this up. It's, you know, this whole thing is very sad and comical at the same time. All right. But like everything in life, it's a lesson. All right. So I hope it helps you guys. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and please share to your friends. Have a great day, you guys. The more you share to your friends, the more you make them aware of the game. The more people are aware of the game, the more you break the game. And maybe, just maybe, some people can get back to being their authentic self. Okay? I hope that helps you guys. Have a great day. Audible is offering listeners a 30-day trial. Doesn't cost you anything. It's free 30-day trial. You get to select any book that you want on there and listen to it. They have books on there about breadcrumbing, love bombing, why did they lose interest, dating, relationship, any kind of book you're interested in and want to learn about, okay? You could listen to it in your car or if you're on the bus or the train. So go to my podcast description for the link at tinyurl.com/AskYaz Now and start your free trial. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website, The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.